You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In this show, we've heard stories about young people who've arrived in the U.S. and their struggle to make a home here legally. But even after all the legal hurdles, fitting into a new country can be hard. Take something as commonplace as the American supermarket. Mills College reporter Aaron Clark has this story about the way food can be hard to navigate in a new place and the way it can connect us to home.
It's barely past 8 a.m. on a Wednesday morning in the Oakland Fruitvale District, and the Peralta Hacienda Park is already teeming with life. The historic La Hacienda House is at the end of 34th Avenue. It's a Victorian-style home left by some of Oakland's Spanish settlers. A woman is picking herbs from one of the gardens. Her name is Naisei Chow. She's talking to her sister, Maisei Chow. At La Hacienda House, the Chows are known as the informal managers of the garden.
That's a bean you saw on the stall. Yeah, that's a bean. And that's the little one green, that's a master green. Master green.
Naisei Chow mostly speaks Hmong, so her sister, Mai, translates. She tells me how long Nai has been coming here to the garden.
They start the garden long time. I think she's more than 10 years.
And she says they're not the only ones. All kinds of people use the park.
The people come exercise here, Chinese, Vietnamese, every morning, Saturday, Sunday, weekend, the weekday, wherever the people come. Yeah, that's fun.
In Laos, where the Chows come from, agriculture is something long practiced. So here in the garden, lifelong traditions find new ways to flourish.
In my country, farmer in Laos. In here, no garden.
At your house?
Yeah, at the house. No more garden.
So you like being able to come here?
Yes.
For many, food can be a connection to home. And for those who've immigrated, having a garden like this is a privilege. It allows age-old practices to live on. But for individuals who have newly arrived, like refugees, there are a few other things to sort out first.
Yes.
Are you for the ESL class?
Yeah.
Take a seat. You can sit in any one of those seats over there.
Across town, the International Rescue Committee, or the IRC, is hosting a cooking class. Or rather, a grocery shopping 101 class. Since the IRC knows that learning how to navigate grocery stores in the U.S. can be quite challenging.
Is this sugar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so the next ingredient, too, is that high fructose corn syrup. So that's actually a sugar, too. It doesn't say sugar, but it's just another name for it.
Instructor Lauren Gauthier is showing recently arrived refugees how to read the nutrition facts on food labels.
Good for you think you're eating, like, a healthy cereal, but really, you know, it's just a dessert. So there's six different types of sugar in this box. And do you think that's probably a bad thing?
My carry is just one only white sugar. Only.
Yeah. So there's more than what we know. There's a lot of different types of sugar.
Yes, so many sugar.
Yeah.
That's Robert Tin. He's from Myanmar. Back at home, he was a chef, so he really doesn't need cooking lessons.
He's not even looking.
That's not fair. I can't be bored with this chef.
No.
It's my first time teaching this class. You're going to show me up. Okay, so we got to...
But Gauthier and fellow instructor Annie Moss aren't there to teach Tin how to chop his vegetables. They're leading the conversation about American food and giving Tin a chance to vent about how restaurants in the U.S. cook differently. As a chef in Myanmar, he would cook for a lot more people.
500
people.
Yeah. Incredible. It's a soot.
Is that a big rice cooker?
Ladies,
bigger than you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know here how to do. I don't know. Yes.
It's hard to find.
Because I go to try to a restaurant, another restaurant, so Bami is cooking, so like this, I cannot cook in this.
Tin even has some pictures on his phone of food he'd cooked in Myanmar. Passing the phone around, Tin scrolls through shot after shot of dishes he used to prepare.
Oh, wow. Your presentation, the way you put your plate is very beautiful.
He's still looking for work as a chef here.
Are you so you have interviews?
Yeah, have the three restaurants I go to interview already. I waiting for open.
These classes are just one small way to get refugees resettled and to help them prepare for the next step, starting a new life or settling quote-unquote new roots. At the IRC, New Roots is actually a program headed by the program manager Deepa Iyer.
The New Roots program is a program to support resettlement.
They do that by focusing on issues like food security, for obvious reasons like making sure people are eating, but also making sure people can afford good food.
Everyone we work with is extremely very low income when they first arrive, no income when they first arrive, and tend to be low income for a very long time, if not, you know, that whole first generation that arrives stays low income very often.
And Iyer says, in America, low-income communities don't usually have access to food that's healthy.
The health indicators go down pretty quickly for immigrant populations in general, to American standards, which are not very high. In terms of, you know, diet-related illness and consumption of horrible things.
Which is why the IRC hosts these cooking classes, to show refugees how to keep the healthy eating habits of their previous countries alive.
We talk about, again, like what knowledge they already have around eating healthy, and then kind of the system that they'll be confronted with here.
Back in class, the students are making salad. Robert Tin just finished chopping vegetables. He says meals in the U.S. are much different than meals in Myanmar.
Because my country is that all people don't know is...
Nobody like, eats this.
No, it's just foods, fresh foods only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I said eat rice or vegetable, cooking or beef, chicken, fried eggs, just only.
Tin may have left Myanmar behind, but he certainly hasn't lost his love for food. The roots of his cooking practices may never change, but how and what he cooks might. For Cross Currents, I am Aaron Clark.